name is Pierre Rabbit. Can anyone here guess what I am?
That's Michael Sirwich, a.k.a. Pierre the Rabbit. With a flick of his fingers, he makes a rabbit marionette dance around the small room. The audience sits in a semicircle, watching the rabbit's every move.
I think a little bit of the girls and berries. There you go. And
for you, Sirwich has worked the Bob Baker Marionette Theater for the past few months. He says he loves the job.
Some of my happiest memories from childhood are playing with action figures and scenarios like that, you know, in the bathtub. So, I don't know, you're always trying to replicate the things that made you happiest when you were younger, I guess.
That may explain why there are so many adults here without children. Like Enrique Valdez, this is his first time at the theater.
I have seen this building for many years because I used to live in Los Angeles a few years ago. I just decided to stop by and check it out.
Valdez surprised his girlfriend, Lucia Morano, with tickets to the show this afternoon.
I didn't know what the day was, and I asked what were we going to be doing, and he said, just be a kid.
To just be a kid. This seems to be a common sentiment here today. The founder of the theater, Bob Baker, says puppet shows can tap into people's imaginations and make them feel young again.
You see these people who probably would never think about going to a puppet show, laughing and kidding and acting like almost school children again sometimes.
Baker's worked with puppets for more than 60 years. Many say his love of the art is contagious. Kathy Sturdivant has watched his shows since she was a kid.
I saw them when I was little. He used to play in Lancaster when I was in nursery school, and I found out not too long ago, because my sister has kids, that he had a theater here. So now I come under cover of children to pretend like we came for the kids.
Bob Baker understands this love for marionettes. He's been putting on puppet shows since he was in high school. And after working in the movies and as an animator at Walt Disney Studios, he decided to dedicate himself full-time to the business. He's had a lot of success, but things haven't always been easy.
The riots that we had a few years ago, they actually killed us. They came here with torches and burned things and tore down our banners and just made holy heck all out here.
But sitting here among smiling kids and nostalgic adults, there's no sense of the urban blight or traffic that sit outside the theater. And here, it's just buoyant.
It was great. My favorite was the rabbit putting the thing all over our face.
Yeah, I love the beautiful music. When it starts with the music, it was a beautiful music. I love it.
And even the parents agree.
It really needs to be advertised so much more. I mean, it's better than movies and, I don't know, live entertainment like that can't be beat.
Although Baker's puppet shows have entertained thousands over the years, he says,
most people don't know this place even exists.
Those who do are a loyal group. Many have passed along their love for puppets to their children. And perhaps their kids will do the same one day with their own families.
That was our show. Thanks for coming.
Caitlin Carroll, Annenberg Radio News, Los Angeles.